Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web, jou betroubare bron vir sake en beleggingsinsigte.
Die Gautrain is 'n wêreldklas openbare vervoerdiens hier in Gauteng, maar die aantal passasiers het die afgelope paar jaar dramaties gedaal. So wat 14 miljoen mense het die diens in 2020 gebruik, dit is in die Gautrain se finansiële boekjaar, maar dit het gedaal tot net 8 miljoen mense in die 2024 boekjaar. Nou, hoewel COVID-19 'n impak gehad het, is daar ook 'n toenemende persepsie dat die Gautrain se kaartjies net eenvoudig te duur geword het. 'N Enkel kaartjie van Rosebank in Johannesburg na Hatfield in Pretoria kos byvoorbeeld tans so R100 en 'n retourkaartjie is R200 en dis heeltemal te duur vir baie mense wat van openbare vervoer afhanklik is. Nou, die Gautengse provinsiale regering het pas 'n nuwe initiatief bekendgestel, dit heet Clever Mover en dit bied afslag van 50% op kaartjies vir huishoudings wat minder as R350.000 per jaar verdien. Dit geld ook vir studente, skoolkinders, pensionarisse en mense wat SASSA toelaas ontvang. Kediboli Diale Tlabela is op die lyn, sy is lid van die uitvoerende komitee vir vervoer in Gauteng. Kediboli, thank you so much for your time. I recently travelled on the Gautrain to Pretoria and it was almost empty and I assumed the high costs was a key reason. So how will Clever Mover work and do you believe it will fill up the trains?
Thank you very much, meneer. En goeie, is it goeie naand or goeie aand?
Goeie naand is goed.
Goeie naand to the listeners of RSG. This is part of, you'd know that according to research and statistics is that a lot of people that use public transport, especially low-income earners, spend around 40% of their salaries or their income on transport. And this is really one of those initiatives that we are trying to do within the public transport system. Our vision is to ensure integration with all public transport modes. And the Gautrain, as one of our smart mobility initiatives as a provincial government in Gauteng, was one of those great investment and initiatives. Of course, yes, it has been recently faced with challenges of ridership, which is due to various and many other reasons. And amongst those is affordability, especially to the identified sectors that are to benefit from this initiative.
Now, you're essentially creating a two-tiered pricing system, which would pose a big administrative challenge. So how would you ensure that the right people pay the right price?
You have seen that in our advert, there's a link that links people to a system where they do their applications. And I think we can pride ourselves that our electronic and the use of technology within Gautrain is one of the efficient things that we do best. And I think through that link, we'll be able to process all applications timely to ensure that the beneficiaries are able to benefit accordingly.
Well, it may open the door for corruption if it's not administrated properly and efficiently. We've seen with the sale of electricity prepaid tokens that there has been massive corruption. And are you concerned that this may be a big challenge where some third parties, buy tickets through this process and then resell it for more money to passengers?
I don't know if you know how the system, you have been in the train before. You know that you can even use your bank card if you don't want to buy the Gautrain card. And that's why there's a process, there's an application process and there's documentation that needs to be submitted. Our systems are well linked with other government entities for verification purposes. I do not think at this point we are more worried that there'll be corrupt activities. I think we've got best systems in place. By the way, the students have been benefiting even before we now include other critical stakeholders to benefit. So the discount for students and those who are in schools as well as in universities has always been there, and they will use, in most cases, their proof of registration and student cards of different institutions of higher learning to get the discount. So I think it's just continuation of what we've been doing with other, like I say, students themselves. In some instances, there were days that would do pensioners for a day. And I think we are ready. We'll see. But I am confident that I don't think it will be abused.
That's good to hear. Just lastly, the Gautrain is under financial pressure, and the Gauteng government paid 2.4 billion rand over to the operating company in 2023 and 2.8 billion in 2024 to cover revenue shortfalls which materialized due to lower passenger numbers. Have you crunched the numbers? Do you think Clever Mover will reduce or increase the total turnover, financial turnover for the operating company to reduce the subsidy that the provincial government is paying towards Gautrain?
One of the things that I think we should communicate to people of Gauteng, this was a triple P project, and in the contract, that's what is called patronage guarantee, and which, and by the way, we, by the 26th of, by 2026, March 2026, we will be inheriting the project back to ourselves as a provincial government, as a provincial government asset. And amongst others is the relief that we as people of Gauteng will be getting out of that contract. We're about to finalize the process for a new contract, but as we close off the project in March 2026, I think we'll be freed from the patronage guarantee that was part of the inception of this initiative, and that was part of the contract. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a relief, and we are looking forward to post-2026, where we will be looking into effective ways of using that budget. I think we'll be saving around 8 billion as per the reports that we get from the agency itself. So, and that's why you see us starting to look into how do we make it more accessible to ordinary citizens of Gauteng, the low income earners. It's really a benefit. I think you say you are a user. And it assists in alleviating pressure from our road infrastructure network. It also have health benefits to it. I know that at some point in my life, started working in Johannesburg and coming from Tshwane, and it was quite difficult. I think in the first 3 months, I was sick and had to move to the Gautrain, which was really beneficial, and we were able to move faster. It has ups and downs in terms of ridership. Yeah. Before COVID, the ridership was more. And as COVID happened, the numbers dwindled. And we're trying hard to make sure that we get people into Gautrain. And we're trying hard to make also sure that other public transport mode are integrated within the system. We have been piloting a minibus system, which is a last mile transport with the taxi industry, and it seems to be working very well for us as Gautrain, but also for the taxi associations themselves. And we are looking forward to roll it out to other areas.
Well, it's indeed world-class infrastructure, but we'll have to leave it there. Kedibone, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Kedibone Diale Tlabela, sy is die LER vir vervoer van die Gautengse provinsiale regering.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg MoneyWeb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.